I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Do you have a smart speaker?
Yeah.
You know, like an Amazon Echo, one of those Google Homes, or the HomePod?
Yeah.
Well, do you know you can listen to The Rock on it? It's like the old days where you have a radio in your house. That's what they're like. You just say, play KISW on your smart speaker, and that's how you can listen to us. It's pretty awesome. So, yeah, just do it, man. Just say, play KISW, and Alexa and the gang will be able to get that done for you. It's pretty sweet, baby.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
We could whack him instead. It's Whack It Wednesday.
Oh, right.
Whack It.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo!
Steve was definitely Mr. Wacky yesterday because he got whacked twice.
Yeah, he got a good whack in.
Yeah.
Double whacked.
We should have changed it to Whack It Tuesday for Steve.
Really, no, should've. We got to keep it to the specific days, and Tuesday's already a mess.
Yeah.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Jeff in Puyallup. Jeff, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Deftones tickets. They're playing with Gojira over at the WAMU Theater, and also Poppy, a very popular artist that she's kind of tearing it up in the rock and roll world at the WAMU Theater on July 28th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to see the Deftones, get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Jeff will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jeff, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, let's do this.
In nautical folklore, which ship is condemned to sail the seas for all eternity?
A pass.
Who directed the 2004 movie Million Dollar Baby?
Clint Eastwood.
Yes. What is the main alcohol in an espresso martini?
Kahlua.
No.
Bailey's.
No.
Vodka.
Yes. Destiny's Child had the late 90s song Say My What?
Say My Name.
Yes. Who is the current commissioner of the NFL?
Roger Goodell.
Yes. According to The Shining, all work and no play makes Jack a what?
A dull boy.
Yes. Millie Bobby Brown plays which character on Stranger Things?
Pass.
What is Eminem's legal first name?
Marshall.
Yes. What is the opposite to matter?
Pass.
What is the national sport of China?
Cricket.
No.
Soccer.
No.
Basketball.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct.
Ooh. Ooh, yes. I thought I was been up for 23 hours.
You've been up for 23 hours?
Good for you, buddy.
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Well, I was on vacation, and then I got called into work.
Oh, boo.
Yeah, that really stinks.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at least you're getting paid after going on the vacation, so that's kind of nice, right?
Well, yeah, I'm salary, so it's all the same.
Ah, well.
Oh, that's not good
so
at all.
So you just get to go in, be up for 23 hours, and still put up a pretty good score.
See, that's the beauty of salary, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh, yes. We're going to whack me, so that's all right.
All right.
Whack it.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
In nautical folklore, which ship is condemned to sail the seas for all eternity?
The Titanic.
No.
The Nina.
No.
The Minnow.
No. Who directed the 2004 movie Million Dollar Baby?
Ooh, Clint Eastwood.
Yes. What is the main alcohol in an espresso martini?
Vodka.
Yes. Nice. Destiny's Child had the late 90s song Say My What?
Name.
Yes. Who is the current commissioner of the NFL?
Bill Belichick.
No.
Roger Goodell.
Yes. According to The Shining, all work and no play makes Jack a what?
Dull boy.
Yes. Millie Bobby Brown plays which character on Stranger Things?
Oh, Eggos.
No.
My Eggos. What the hell? 11.
Yes.
Nice.
What is Eminem's legal first name?
Marshall.
Yes. What is the opposite to matter?
Air.
No.
Matter. Mines?
No.
Water?
No. What's the national sport of China?
Ping pong.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You win. 8-6.
Sorry, Jeff.
Nice.
All right, there goes Jeff.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry, Jeff.
He was up for a long time, 24 hours.
Okay,
the hell's going on?
He was up for 23 hours because he just got off a vacation and then had to go to work.
Oh,
yeah.
He was called in from his vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Man. I'm not answering my phone if I'm on vacation. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, totally not doing
that.
They
owe that guy a lot. He's on salary, and so therefore it's not like he gets any extra money for that, and I just feel like I hope they take care of him.
I do, too.
Because that's BS.
In nautical folklore, which ship is condemned to sail the seas for all eternity?
The Jolly Roger?
No!
No, the Flying Dutchman.
The Flying Dutchman.
Oh, yes. Good call, Danny.
Yes.
I thought that was an Urban Dictionary thing.
The Jolly Roger. Yeah. You do them together, and you've really hit the mother load, my friends.
As it were. Yeah. Keep that
warming up for the Arabian goggles.
Oh,
keep your safe search on, guys.
Oh, is on Urban Dictionary?
Oh, no. Oh,
you know what? We're not going to talk about
the Flying Dutchman. Yeah. So the Flying Dutchman is a thing?
It's a thing.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
As far as things go, though, it's not as filthy as I thought it would be.
Yeah. Honestly, I always considered that the unicorn of of a number two.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea because I can't see it.
How do I say it?
Yeah.
It sounds like it's like those times where you have to hit the bathroom.
Yeah.
And you want to clean up, wipe.
Yeah.
And it's like no need to.
Oh. Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's like the greatest thing ever.
Yes.
Lots of fiber in your diet there.
Or a squatty potty. Some people believe that the squatty potty can help you achieve the Flying Dutchman.
Oh, okay. I'll have to get. You know what? I keep asking for one for the holidays, and or my birthday. I never get a squatty potty given to me.
Yeah, my buddy Brian Cook, who's a great wrestler in town, he swears by him.
don't you have like two?
I don't know. Brian Cook wants to be known as the squatty potty.
That could be his nickname,
Brian the Squatty Potty Cook.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm totally saying that next to my ring announcer.
Oh, I'm sure he's going to love that.
Yeah, he'll probably punch me in the face.
You guys have never tried a squatty potty. It is game changer.
Yeah. Well, why don't you get me one, Vicky?
The squatty potty, Barcelona.
Yeah.
Vicky, you still haven't got me one. You keep telling me how great it is, and that's never a gift you get me.
If I end up getting it for you, you need to be very grateful. Because I feel like you're going to be like, oh, yeah, why are you getting me this?
Blah, blah, blah. I thought that thing that you stand on is a squatty potty.
No, it's just a step stool.
It's a step stool.
But
so
isn't it pretty much that accomplishes what a squatty potty would?
I don't know.
I don't know for sure, no.
I think because a squatty potty is actually longer, so you can...
As long as your knees are up and your body is in a weird, like a squatting angle, you're fine. You can use anything.
I'm here telling you right now, I would like a squatty potty. I'm not going to be upset if you get me one. I've only asked for it for years.
I'm going to order it for you right now. It's going to be delivered to your house.
Do they have custom ones?
A custom one?
They have wood ones.
Oh, can you get me a bedazzled squatty potty?
Right, like something cool.
Yeah.
I have stickers all over mine.
Oh.
Of course.
I know Danny's
so punk rock.
Yeah, I know.
So punk rock.
Vicky, would you order it for me, though, but then decorate it for me nice?
Aw.
Wow. Come on, Vicky.
I don't know what your bathroom scheme's like. Calm
you
down.
Get
a,
you get like get a, Star Trek or
you
something.
You get like a wood one.
Oh, a woody potty.
Or an acrylic glass one.
Oh, wow.
$109.
I don't think that's what that is.
Yeah, it's a squatty potty.
It is? That is?
I mean, it's a nice one.
It looks like you sit on that one.
No, that goes around the toilet, that part, and then that's where your feet go.
Oh.
Oh.
So it's like, yeah, you'd be like, whoop, and then whoop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You gotta put.
Yeah,
that won't do the job.
Yeah, your knees go up to your elbows, basically. Yeah,
that won't do the job.
You might need two of those.
Yeah.
Okay, so I need
a nice one.
So, Vicky, yeah, you get some Star Trek stickers.
You get one at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Well, that's not.
But it's a fancy one.
Yeah.
Plus, Bed Bath and Beyond always has a coupon for 20% off anyway.
So squatty,
you'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh, you can. Yeah, you can bring those in from 40 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so squatty potty. They got fancy squatty potty.
Yeah, that's why they missed the markup there.
Yeah, because they used to be relatively cheap when I saw them on Shark Tank, but they
got all
fancy.
Oh, yeah, you can get like the plastic one.
Yeah, you can get the OG, which is probably like $20.
It's like $24.
Oh, you're not going to give me the fancy one, Vic?
No, I'm getting you something already. Calm down.
Wow.
Yeah, calm down.
Yeah, calm down.
They got the black one. That's really nice.
Shouldn't you first see if you like it?
Yeah.
Get the OG.
I don't know. It's going to help me what? Go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
I already can go to the bathroom.
Are you sure?
This will cut down the amount of time you spend in the bathroom, and it's better for your digestive tract.
Oh, really?
You got to watch the video with the little uniform.
I hear things fly out faster.
Yes.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Well, you better have a screen guard or something.
But I do all my work in the bathroom. I mean, so.
Yeah, where are you going to play all of your games?
Yeah.
You can still sit there. You just will be done sooner.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
All right, well, I'll give it a shot.
Don't pay so much for a damn squatty potty, Steve. You just need a step stool for your daughter anyway. Same thing and cheaper.
All right.
I'm not sure. $20, I mean, would it...
Yeah, I mean, it's still, like, pretty inexpensive at that point.
Like, if you're going to get a step stool, it better be more than $20 so that it'll support your weight.
Someone on Etsy will make you a custom-made one.
Oh, really? Oh. Vicky, give me that one.
Oh!
Jeez.
There we go.
You know what?
It's $85.
Vicky, we should get BJ and Mig squatty potties and give them out a pain in the grass this year.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, you'll know that. Then you'll know exactly.
The pain in the ass. Remove the pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
The BJ makes squatty potty. And then people are walking around the concert with squatty potties instead of fanny packs.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. That's the stage
that's
of my career.
Cross branding right there. Perfect.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Steve. By the way, you won with 8 correct for Beat Migs.
Caller 8. You're not going to get a squatty potty, but you are going to get tickets to see the Deftones and Gojira at the WAMU Theater. Caller number 8, 206-421-ROCK.
I love to contact this person on Etsy just to hear how many of these have they made? You know what I mean? Because they're offering custom-made squatty potties where you choose the color, the wood, the type, and the size, and they'll make it for you for $85. And it also says because everybody deserves a great poop. Do you think they're making good coin from this?
Yeah,
how many people are hitting them up for a custom-made squatty potty?
That's a really good point. Unless, like Vicky said, unless people really have a decor they want to match. But usually a bathroom, there's not a lot of wood you're trying to match. Like a wood grain in a bathroom, usually everything is, not, I don't know, maybe someone's got an old school, because those I wouldn't put in a bathroom.
Well, maybe for like a cabin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Cabin would work.
Kind of has that kind of decor.
All right, if I get my log cabin built, I'm going to have a squatty potty from Etsy.
Yeah, if I'm dropping $85, that's the first thing I'm showing people when they come over to my house.
Wow.
Would you like to see my custom-made squatty potty?
Yeah, there you go. This is what I'm putting my big money on right here, buddy. Got a recent study that was done on things in life that we are snobs about. What do you think topped the list? I'm going to tell you at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. All right, so they said, hey, let's find out what people are snobs about. So they asked a bunch of folks. And these are the things that we tend to judge others for, if their taste doesn't fall in line with our taste. And so we go, we think you're a loser.
Uh-huh.
We get very snobby. And they got the four main things. And I have to say, as I'm looking at these, I think they're pretty much every one of us on the show has one of these.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think yours is? What do you think you're snobby about?
Parking.
Huh?
Parking.
Parking.
I judge people based on how they park all the time. Yesterday, I was having a field day. We went to Stadium High School to go see some high school basketball to see our my wife's cousin, Reagan, dominating out there. The Rogers Rams are kicking ass in the playoffs. Man, I guess I'm way too into this.
Yeah,
now.
You are. Yeah, you are. You've gone crazy.
I'm just surrounded by that energy of parents, and I'm like, yeah, get it. And, you know, so
you're becoming a snob now for high school athletics.
But so we went to Stadium High, which is where the games were happening, and we pull into the parking lot, and man, I guess lines don't matter for people that are going to see high school basketball. I don't know what it is, but every car was parked awful. They were not staying in the lines. They were like taking two spots. An SUV was in a compact parking spot.
Oh, you hate that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just looking around, and I'm just like getting more and more irritated. My wife's like, you just need to let it go. We found a parking spot. I don't know why this is bothering you that much. I'm like, well, because they make these lines for a reason so everyone can fit.
So you're judging these folks, figuring out they're less than me because they don't know how to park.
I just think they're all stupid.
Okay, that's, I think, pretty much what I said.
Yes.
Yeah, but you said it in a much more eloquent fashion.
Or if somebody parks bad, like a parallel park job, and I'm watching, I'm just like, come on, man.
That's not what I would put you as a snob. You know, because I feel like it's like activities or whatever, but I can see you being a snob for parking. I was thinking that now there's four things on here, and music is one of them.
I'm not a snob about music. I don't judge people if they like bad music.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Wait.
I guess you're right. You don't.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah, yeah. No, you exactly meant it that way. That's what being a snob is.
But I'm not like, oh, you like Hinder.
I don't know. I feel like you make fun of me for liking Collective Soul.
I just like making fun of you.
Oh, so that's what it is. It really doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah. You could like Rush, and I'd be like, ugh, Rush, just to piss you off.
Okay, fair enough. I feel like Danny is a snob when it comes to the last one on here. What do you think you're a snob with, Danny?
Pizza.
Ooh. Okay, food, drinks, craft beer, and wine. I knew Danny would be that guy.
All of the above, actually. Yeah. Like pizza, whiskey, a beer, I'm pretty snobby about.
Do you guys think you know what I'm a snob about?
Board games.
Television shows.
Ooh. Yeah, you're closer, Steve.
Okay.
Star Trek?
That movies. Vicky got it on the head.
I was about to say television brands.
Yeah.
Like the actual TV sets.
Yeah, but I mean, what do I fight with you more about?
Movies.
Movies, yeah. I'm a big movie snob, that's for sure. And a TV snob as well.
And a board game snob.
Am I really?
Yeah, the Monopolies and the Saris and all that.
Oh,
no.
You know, I'm not the only one. I think a lot of us are like that. A lot of us, if you will, next generation board gamers. Well, we're next generation board gamers, and so. But
everybody
you're right.
Kicked me out of his house when I showed up with Hungry Hungry Hippos, and I'm like, "What?
Yeah,
it's a board game."
BS.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm a snob for that as well. And that's the thing, man. These are the top things. The other thing, of course, I think is obvious, but probably not to us. But Vicky, I'll give you a clue. Women could definitely be a snob about this in general.
Men?
No.
Toilet paper.
See, Vicky's a tough one to ask because she's not your typical lady.
Hygiene products.
You're getting close. There we go. Fashion. Thank you. Yeah, I didn't, because you're not, you're more of a, like, let me buy something fun. You don't care if it's fashionable. But is it fun as opposed to fashionable?
Yeah, comfortable.
Well, I was thinking like, you know, cool prints or if it's got your favorite TV show or superhero, you know, that's more important to you. It's just like us guys with our T-shirts. It's like if the T-shirt's cool because it's got something on there, but is it fashionable? I don't know. That's that, you know, so I'm not a fashionable guy either. I don't care. So those are the four things. Movies, music, fashion, and food and drinks. Those are the things that we pretty much are snobs about. So based on this.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
We want to know, what are you a snob about? It could be like Steve. It could be parking. Yeah. It could be anything that you're a snob about. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What are you a snob about? Your calls, your texts, after Candlebox on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So we got a recent study talking about the things in life that we are snobs about. Based on this, we want to know, how about you? What are you a snob about? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Let's go to Ken in Tacoma. Ken, you are on The Rock.
Hey, morning, folks.
Yo.
Hey, what's up, buddy? So, I'm like Steve. I commute from the South End up to Seattle every day. And then for my job, I go, I'm a delivery guy. I go from Bainbridge to North Bend, Bremerton, Bellingham down to Tacoma. And so I have become such a snob about drivers. And oh, my Lord, people are just the worst.
Do you know if you're a good driver or not? See, the problem with being a snob about other drivers is that you make the assumption that, and I do this all the time, that I'm a great driver. And I've had people tell me over the years, no, Dad, you're the people we complain about. You are not a good driver. My wife, my kids, other people that have driven with me. And for years, I thought I was a great driver and everybody else was the problem. Do you have any assessment on you, Ken?
I think I'm rather good.
See, that's the problem.
Just based on self-assessment. I'll go with my driving record of no major accidents. The only thing I've had are a couple of bumps with parking and bumping. And that was in my earlier days. But no traffic tickets.
All right, and nobody's complained. You don't know if anybody's because I've had people visibly complain to me, so I can't really, I really cannot deny that I'm not a good driver.
No, the only time was one time it was raining really heavy. My wife was late for an appointment, and so I was just gunning it on I-5 in the carpool lane, and she was uncomfortable, but still, I wasn't tailgating.
Yeah. Oh, God, the tailgating is the worst. And so, well, then I will take you as an expert to give me a snob about it, and I can appreciate that because. Even as bad of a driver as I am, I will still just see some people do stuff that I keep a safe distance. I always do. And I see people tailgate and I'm like, what are you doing?
There's a couple of things that always get me when it comes to driving. It's the four-way stop. That will get me into like snobbery mode. Like, come on. I mean, how many years have you been driving? At this point, have you not figured out like if a car got there before you, they're going before you?
Yeah, that's pretty logical.
Some people just don't grasp it. Or the worst, and I don't know why it bothers me so much, because I get it. If you don't go to a mall a lot, maybe you don't realize this. But you know when you go into a mall, especially at South Hill, you got the stops for the people that are trying to get out of the mall parking lot, right? The stop signs. But if you're coming in, there's no stop sign. You can just freely just keep driving and go do your thing. There are people who stop, even though they don't have a stop sign. And it just kind of confuses the F out of everyone else. Man, I don't know why, but that just makes me want to just like ram into them.
I'm that guy. I have to remember that that's the case with some of those malls, is that the stop signs are for the people getting out so that us people can just flow in.
Yeah.
I forget that myself, so I'm the guy you'd hate.
That's why I have to remind myself. It's like if you don't go to the mall a lot, you have no idea probably, and you're seeing other cars stopping, so you just think, I should stop too.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
I know I'm that guy.
For the rest of us.
And I can't really I can't even say you're wrong about it. You're right. I'm an idiot. I should know. There's no stop sign there.
It's fun. I'm noticing I'm not the only parking snob out there. There's other people that are upset. I have to wait in a parking lot to pick up my 15-year-old daughter and watch the 16 to 18-year-old drivers park, and I almost lose my mind. They are the worst parkers ever.
Yeah.
That's a wine snob. It says, if you drink it out of a box, I don't want to talk to you.
But see, you're that person.
That's messed up, right?
You're
Sarah?
That person knows what's up. You know, I mean, wine is a thing where, aren't you a wine snob if you like wine? You know what I mean? If you're
your daughter likes wine. I don't know if she's a wine snob.
No, she starts to get trashed. It's a delivery system. You know, if you're drinking wine out of a box or out of a can, come on. But then you've got the people that, they know what they're doing. And I guess, I hope I don't come off that way when it comes to movies and games. Maybe I do.
Which is funny with wine snobs, because they did a study where they had, like, wine snobs. Like, okay, this is a fancy wine, and this is a not fancy wine, and it was the exact same wine. And they're talking about, like, oh, this one you can tell is so good, and this one's garbage. It's like, it's the same wine, dude.
Yeah.
And then they did the same thing with white wine and red wine. They just dyed the white wine red, and they couldn't tell the difference. So really, it just drink whatever the hell you want.
It's really interesting. Some of the posers out there, man. You know, I don't get it, but that's just a hobby that it's a hobby really that gets you drunk.
That's an interesting hobby.
It's a great hobby.
Drinking.
206-421 Rock. Text us at 77999. Joe in Covington, you are on the Rock.
Hello,
good morning. Joe. Good morning. What about you? What are you a snob about?
Definitely food.
Ah, there you go. Just like Danny.
Danny's a food snob.
I go to a restaurant and, everybody's ordering and it takes me forever to look at the menu. And then everybody's already decided and they're waiting on me. And then I have to, do change-ups and adds and takes-aways and, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
So are you
this kind of bun. Can I get it on a croissant?
Can I go in the kitchen and cook it myself?
But let me ask you this, though. Are there restaurants you won't go to, or you're just picky at every restaurant you go to?
You know, I'll go anywhere, you know, but even if I like order a sandwich, like even Subway or whatever, I open it up, I readjust everything exactly so I get a bite out of everything. It's like they just throw it in.
See, you might be OCD as opposed to
awesome.
Me. Yeah.
You've already told them how to make that sandwich, and then you get the sandwich, and you're still nitpicking the sandwich that you told them how to make.
You may be a sandwich artist, but I am a sandwich master. I'll show you how to make my own sandwich. Yeah. I think a difference between somebody who's picky and somebody who's a snob is that she'll go anywhere. Like,
yeah.
She'll go to a fast food restaurant. She'll go to a Subway. There are people that will go, what? I will not go to that kind of restaurant or this kind of restaurant. I will go only to the finest restaurant.
See, yeah. That's how I'm about pizza. Like, there are certain pizza places that I just don't prefer over other ones. You know what I mean? But it's like, at the same time, but other food, I'm like 100% good with the cheapest food you can get.
So. Then how do you go to Dion's? I don't understand it, because that's like the worst pizza ever.
Maybe that's how he sets the bar low, the way everything else is really better.
I mean, it's really why New Mexico is just a blight of this country, is because of Dion's pizza, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is funny, because I'm a snob about Mexican food, like authentic Mexican food, but I've gone to really fancy Mexican restaurants where they give you these tiny portions for like $50 a plate. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, it doesn't taste as good as my grandma's. Like when someone's like, I want to take you to Mexican food, take me to a taco truck. Take me to a little stand, because that is the best.
I'm going to be ignorant here, Vicky, because I have no idea, but is there like fine Mexican food in Mexico, like fine dining, or is it more like you said, it's the traditional Mexican food that really tastes good, but not served in the little plates like we've done here in Fufu Town?
There is fancy restaurants in Mexico, and I've gone to a couple of them, but it's when they say, oh, we want something authentic, we're going to take you to this Fufu place, it's not authentic. That's fancy, and it's good for what that is, but it's not authentic.
I feel like it's the same way, because like, I was raised in the Italian culture, and again, Italian food to me is more served like Buca di Beppo, where it's just like, I don't want to say like it's a mess, but it's not like fine dining. It's just
family style.
Just
big plate of meatballs.
Yeah, and that's not fine dining, like with the little small plates and the guy with the thing over his arm. Even though you can go to some really fancy Italian restaurants, but I look at it like, I don't think this is authentic. I think you've just foo-fooed it up.
Yeah, I'll never be a food snob. I remember one time going to some fancy place. I'm like, oh, okay, I like scallops. I saw the scallops on the menu. I'm like, it's a little more than I want to spend, but it's still, I want scallops. So I get them, and there's like three scallops, and they were tiny scallops with a bunch of like drizzling stuff on the plate that wasn't even edible. It was just like, oh, is this art? Am I buying art, or am I buying food?
Could I have that drizzled shiz that everybody's been talking about?
Like, wow, that's really cool. Now, when's my meal coming out?
See, that's what I love about
it. It's like I paid like $12 a scallop.
Yeah, you're not getting it, sir. That's it. Here's your $12. Stupid. Here's your $12 three scallops. That's why Maggiano's.
I go to McDonald's afterwards and get a freaking Happy Meal just so I can be full.
You see, you're like the kids, really. It's just like, oh, we got to go to this restaurant, and then we got to take our child Steve to McDonald's later.
Yeah.
But Maggiano's does it right, because it's a fine-looking restaurant, but they still give you family style.
A ton of food.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, okay, they get it. They you know, you can still have a fine dining atmosphere, but still give you the food the way it's supposed to be. Not
if you're my dad,
size.
His big complaint, too much food.
Too
much food. This place is not as good as it should be.
I can't believe
food.
I paid a certain amount of money, and they gave me too much food for that money.
They over-delivered.
Yeah,
one star.
God, I can't eat here no more. I know. It is so funny.
Somebody said this is all just a ploy for you fatties to talk about food again, huh?
Yep. That's right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, would you rather have us talk about wrestling, board games, movies, music?
That's all we know.
Yeah, really. I mean, what do you want us to talk about?
Help Sources Dion's Pizza is the best pizza in New Mexico, and it's better than 99% of the pizza here in Washington.
Ooh.
Hater.
Wow. Okay, then. Yeah, we've never had it. We just like trolling Danny. We have no idea what Dion's Pizza is like. Danny tried to bring us some pizza, but it was stopped at the airport. He was going to bring us some, finally, and they wouldn't let him get by. I don't know.
Well, because they viewed that pizza as a terrorist risk.
No, we didn't want the deliciousness to get out to Washington.
They probably thought it was a biological weapon. Yeah, they said, no, we're going to stop this right here.
Oh, how about this person says a cleaning snob. If somebody says they just cleaned something, I will look at it and decide if it's been cleaned to my own standards. If not, I will clean it my way.
Are you my wife?
I was about to say sign Steve's wife.
Jeez.
That's my wife, man, too.
Yeah, there's a fine line between OCD and then the white glove treatment, which is, if you know, and I want to remind you, especially the Vickies of the world, you know, it was like you were considered a horrible woman if someone would take the white glove and just go off any surface in your home and they could get dust on that white glove. Like, that was a woman's job. It's so amazing. When I was growing up, that was the thing. I mean, my mother, man, you know, that would be the gossip. Is like, oh, we went over to Mary's house and there was dust on some of the knickknacks. And that was what I grew up with. And just goes to show you what's changed so much now. I mean, you go into somebody's house, as long as there's not E. coli on the surface, you're happy that, okay, the good, I survived it.
My wife was not like that like high strung about it, but like there'll be times where I clean something and she'll look at it and I could see she's judging. And then she'll be like, oh, you missed the spot over there. I'm like, well, then you can do it. I'm not doing this again. I'm out. And that doesn't ever go over well.
No, it really doesn't. Yeah. You hope it would go over well if she never asked you to do it again, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's clearly also an anger snob and doesn't like my type of anger.
Oh, yeah. Your type of anger. Yeah. But there is a lesson in all of that. It's like, look, you want something done right, you do it yourself.
Yeah.
And then you let Steve go do what he wants.
If you don't like the way I fold the laundry, then you fold the laundry. That's how I say it.
And the problem is...
is that how you say it?
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you know
how does
what?
That go for you?
I'm still folding the laundry. Yeah.
But that is how he says it.
But though. I'm still folding it my way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get... You know what? You'd be surprised what you're going to get away with. You know, I don't know. I mean, the baby will take a lot of energy from both of you that you guys... Your standards are going to go down.
As far as
what you want around the house.
I think the vacuuming has happened a little bit less.
Yeah.
It's like now at like a good 4 times a week as opposed to like 6.
Oh,
yeah. I'm just kidding. Yeah. It's not that extreme, but it's close.
I'm happy that she, I mean, really, because you've got a pet in that house and your house is always immaculate, which a lot of people that have pets in their home.
Well, she doesn't shed. That helps.
So what about the dog? Hey.
No, I still shed.
Yeah. I did because Tatum isn't going to shed till she gets to be almost 1.5.
Right.
Then she'll start shedding.
Because she's a wolf baby.
She's a wolf baby. Hey, how would you like some free financial advice? All right, we're going to go from food and all that to money. We can do that. And, of course, we're not experts, but our financial advisor, Todd Peach, is. Call in now, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. And Todd Peach from BECU, he'll take your calls and your texts at 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.